During spring break last year, I decided to travel to Logan County, West Virginia, with 14 other students to help people recover from a recent flood. I remember first pulling into the town and seeing how devastated it was. Chunks of wood from homes littered roads, and mud covered everything. Houses left and right looked abandoned, with ruined couches, refrigerators, and air conditioners in trash piles outside of them. I figured the town would be in bad shape, but boy did I underestimate its condition. The first working day in Logan County, I was put in a group that would help an elderly couple with their home. The couple, George and Marie, was in their late 60s and lived alone in a small one-story house built by George himself. The flood left water damage over 3 feet high, devastating the house's structure. George had already worked tirelessly on the house with one of his sons for the previous 3 weeks, only fixing one room. He was so happy to have us because the work would get done so much faster. Our task was to rip out moldy parts of the house and replace them. During that first day, we pried up floorboards, cut open walls, and ripped out insulation. The second day wasn't any different than the first, ripping apart the house and building it back up. It was on the third day that things became a little different. A few hours into working, George approached me while I pried up a floorboard in the sunroom. We began chit-chatting about things like where I went to school, what I wanted to do for a living, and all sorts of other stuff. He then started praising me for coming all the way to West Virginia to help him, saying how he believed today's youth has lost sight of the importance of volunteering. About 20 minutes into our discussion, he told me to follow him outside. I put down the crowbar and followed him down the hall, out the door, and to the garage. As he lifted the garage door, I saw a spectacular sight. The garage was filled with all sorts of pictures, tools, and an antique car. The car was the first thing George began talking about, telling me how he had entered it in the local car show every year for the past 2 decades. Then he brought me over to some of his tools, pointing out the ones he used to build his house over 40 years ago. Finally, he picked up some of the picture frames and began reminiscing. One by one, he picked up the pictures, sharing memories about his life, about his childhood, about his job, and then about his oldest son, who had committed suicide just a year ago. Watching a grown man cry is one of the saddest things in the world. As I stood there and watched George break down, I wrapped my arms around him and didn't say a word. Out of everything I did during those few days in West Virginia, the time I spent in that garage with George was the most powerful. The work I did on his house helped, but it was that time we spent together talking that helped him the most. In life, sometimes all anyone wants to do is share their story, yet there isn't always someone there to listen. In George's life, I was nothing more than a stranger who cared enough to listen. I will probably never see him again, but I know that we both cherish the fact that we met. Giving someone the opportunity to talk, no matter what it is they want to say, is the greatest form of respect I know of. I believe in the patience to listen and the power that it has.